Hello and welcome to HW Editorial with me, Sujit Nair. Here you can listen to my views, my analysis. Follow this podcast to stay updated. At HW News, we have been delivering news that matters to you. Our goal is to present you with information that stimulates conversations around topic of larger public importance that often gets lost in primetime shows. Namaskar. Welcome to another episode of Editorial. Hemant Soren, the Chief Minister of Jharkhand, is in a lot of trouble. He was in a lot of trouble for a long, long time now, but is in a lot of trouble. The story goes that ED said Hemant Soren is missing, because when ED went to Hemant Soren's house, he was not there. So Hemant Soren was missing. That was the story. Let's talk about ED. Let's talk about Hemant Soren. And most importantly, the question I intend to ask tonight is not about Hemant Soren. The question I intend to ask tonight is BJP desperate? Let's answer these questions. Let's get right into the show. Okay, so wapas story. Story is, ED went to Hemant Soren's house, didn't find Hemant Soren. They found 36 lakhs cash. They found two BMW cars, which was registered in Haryana. They found some documents and they found all of this, but no Hemant Soren. So the news was Hemant Soren is missing. Bharatiya Janata Party leaders and all had a poster and all that Hemant Soren missing and Gumshuda ki talash and all that. All that happened. Afternoon, report says that Hemant Soren is in Ranchi and he's called all his MLAs and MPs and all that to come with their luggage, baggage and all that and come to Ranchi. Reports say that his wife is now in discussion with a lot of MLAs and MPs. So that's what's happening with Hemant Soren. Hemant Soren will be reporting to ED tomorrow. That's the report, and chances are that he could be arrested tomorrow. Theek hai na? So that's the story so far. Theek hai? Nothing new. So let it be as is. You see, all top political minds, political analysts, political pollsters, they say, listen, you know what? NDA is cakewalk. Bharatiya Janata Party has got a cakewalk in 2024. Now, I too believe that Bharatiya Janata Party could win 2024. NDA could definitely win 2024. But cakewalk and all, like I always said, I still believe cakewalk and all is not the right term to use. Aisa sab nahi hoga. Cakewalk and all won't happen. But then now, the question is, if Bharatiya Janata Party, if the whole country is thinking that Bharatiya Janata Party is easily coming back in 2024, NDA is easily coming back in 2024, people are talking about 400 seats, 480 seats, and so on and so forth, then why is BJP looking desperate? And I will tell you what I mean by that. You see, look at Delhi. Aam Aadmi Party, Sanjay Singh in, Sisodia in, Arvind Kejriwal could go in any day. So that's where Aam Aadmi stands, Delhi stands. Maharashtra, tomorrow, day after tomorrow, that is 1st of February, Rohit Pawar, Sharad Pawar's grandnephew would be called by ED. People say, rumors are that he could be arrested. Okay. Arre, West Bengal, I don't want to even talk about it. Everybody, including Abhishek Banerjee, everybody is under ED scanner. Every second day, one person is arrested, one person is put behind bar, one person runs away, there's all mess. So that's happening there in West Bengal. Almost every state, there is some opposition leaders who is either being interrogated by ED or could be very soon in ED custody or already in ED custody. Theek hai na? Okay. Acha. Now that is not ending here. Now in Assam, during the Nyaya Yatra, Assam Chief Minister, Mr. Hemanta Biswa Sarma, he wanted to arrest Rahul Gandhi. In fact, he said, let the assembly election get over. Let the Lok Sabha election get over. I'll arrest Rahul Gandhi. Those were the kind of statements that were made. So somewhere down the line, every opposition leader is either under the threat of arrest, already arrested, like I said, or could be arrested in a few days. Now, if a political party like Bharatiya Janata Party, which is absolutely a robust political machine with a fabulous think tank, with a brilliant election machinery, all of this, why would they want to arrest opposition leaders, and give them more prominence? Now, for instance, Rohit Pawar in Maharashtra was not that big a leader. In fact, he was a young kid. Rohit Pawar all of a sudden has become a household name in Maharashtra because everybody says he's going to get arrested. Chances are he will get arrested on 1st of February. I mean, look at Bihar. I forgot to tell you about Bihar. Lalu Prasad Yadav was taken to interrogate in ED's custody for questioning, not interrogation, questioning. I will use the right terms, Baba. So questioning in ED's custody, ED's office, he was not allowed to be accompanied. He is an old man, he is not a very fit man. But he was not allowed to carry somebody who could help him to get into the office. He had to walk all in on his own. And then he came out like a king. And his son, Tejaswi, is being questioned today. The point that I'm trying to make is, why is BJP doing all this? Why are they calling leaders, questioning them, trying to put them behind bars? Why are they actually making them heroes? In the process, they are becoming heroes. Arvind Kejriwal has become a hero. Now, I believe, and I'm sure, that BJP doesn't take all these political pundits and these pollsters very seriously. BJP is very cautious. So this cakewalk business, even BJP understands that this cakewalk is not quite that simple. See, I'll try and tell you why. In a market, when you max out a market, that is, you've done the best in the market. That's the maximum you can do in the market. Then there is no scope to grow in that market. Then the only way for growth is by venturing into newer market. I have told you this theory before. I am repeating this theory once again. Bharatiya Janata Party has more or less maxed out in the markets that they are dominating. For instance, Rajasthan, they got 24 out of 25 seats. Max out ho gaya. Madhya Pradesh, 28 out of 29 seats. Max out ho gaya. Jharkhand, 11 out of 14 seats. Assuming that Hemant Soren and his party, Jharkhand Mukti Morcha, is a very dominant party there, it's almost like getting maxed out. Maharashtra, they got 41 out of 48 seats. You see, Maharashtra, 23 out of 41 BJP and 18 is Shiv Sena. Okay, so yeah, but the fact remains that, let us be very clear, Shiv Sena won 18 out of 23 seats they contested, BJP won 23 out of the 25 seats they contested. The chances are, this 18 seats will reduce. Shiv Sena may not necessarily get 18 seats, nobody's predicting anything here. A lot of this 18 seats was thanks to the fact that they were, at that point in time, a pre-poll alliance with Bharatiya Janata Party. But all the same, they have maxed out in Maharashtra, and now they have to take away whatever Shiv Sena has from that 18 seats. They have to pull something in. So there is a small scope there in Maharashtra. So that is why dwelling so much in Maharashtra. Delhi maxed out 7 out of 7 seats there. Karnataka, 24 out of 28 seats maxed out. Tamil Nadu, they never had a seat. Telangana, they had 4 out of 17 seats. It's not going to increase. Andhra Pradesh, 0 out of 25 seats. That number also not going to increase much. West Bengal, 18 out of 42 seats. Currently looking at the way things are, this 18 number may not grow. Chances are it may come down a little. Why? Because all of a sudden, CPM, the communist, is getting quite vibrant in West Bengal. Let me tell you that. The communist is getting quite popular in West Bengal. They're resurrecting themselves in West Bengal. And Congress is not fighting with Mamata Banerjee. They are fighting on their own. So, this 18 number may not necessarily grow substantially, चांसेस आर इट मे कम डाउन. चलो कम डाउन बात नहीं करते, बट इट मे नॉट ग्रो सब्सटैंशियली. ठीक है ना. पॉइंट आई एम ट्राइंग टू मेक, द पॉइंट आई एम ट्राइंग टू मेक इज वेर एवर दे कुड मैक्स आउट दे मैक्सड आउट, एंड वॉट दे हैव नॉट डन इज दे हैव नॉट स्प्रेड. They have not spread to a Tamil Nadu. They have not massively made a difference in Telangana. They have not spread to an Andhra Pradesh. And places like Madhya Pradesh, they may not get 28 out of 29 like they got before. Places like Rajasthan, they may not get 24 out of 25 like they got before. The chances are that they may get a little less. So the point that I am trying to make is, Bharatiya Janata Party knows that it is very imperative for Narendra Modi government to ensure that Bharatiya Janata Party has anything more than 250, 260. If the number is 250, 260, NDA will still come to power. One doesn't debate that. NDA will still come to power. But the fact is, whether Narendra Modi will be as comfortable as what he is today, will be as powerful as what he is today, will be able to take decisions the way he is taking decisions today, and the type of decisions that he is taking today is a big question mark. And therefore, the desperation. Therefore, the desperation to ensure that NCP, Congress and Shiv Sena is restricted in Maharashtra so that they somehow come close to that 42 figure which they had before. The 42 out of 48 figure which they had before. So put Shiv Sena into trouble, pull Congress people out of Congress and take them into Bharatiya Janata Party and alliance. We saw Murli Devra's son, Milind Devra, getting into Shinde camp. Lot of people say Ashok Chavan would be moving out, possibly going into one of the Bharatiya Janata Party, the NDA parties in Maharashtra. Now, let me also tell you, I've heard this rumor from 2014, by the way. So, theek hai, ye chalte aa raha hai. But the point is, the attempt is there. The attempt to weaken RJD in Bihar. The attempt to weaken possibly a very, very strong candidate in Arvind Kejriwal. The attempt to weaken Arvind Kejriwal, weaken up. Because that gives them an opportunity not only in Delhi but also in Punjab. And of course, as much as possible, put impediments to Congress. So this effort is happening. Now, this is also seen in, I'm talking about Punjab. When you talk about Punjab, my colleague has done a full-fledged show on this. Ameena has done a full-fledged show on this. Please have a look at her show. You know, what happened in Punjab and the mayoral election. I mean, that was kind of weird, isn't it? So, this is what I conclude. My conclusion is that while a lot of pundits and a lot of pollsters may be very sure that NDA will have a cakewalk, I believe NDA may definitely come to power. That is a very strong possibility. But the fact that cakewalk and all is not going to happen, the most important thing what I want to tell you is that Bharatiya Janata Party, with all that happened with the consecration of Ram Mandir, all that happened, is still worried and wants to ensure that if not 300 plus, at least they ensure more than 275 on their own. And all that you see right here is because of that. Because by the looks of it, where is that number going to come from? Where is that math going to happen? That's the point I wanted to make through this editorial. Till I see you next time, that's tomorrow at 10 p.m. In the meantime, please do share this video. If possible, please subscribe to our channel. Your subscription matters. And till I see you next time, that's tomorrow at 10. Namaskar.
Stay ahead with our Cutting Edge News app. Instantly access the latest shorts in just 1 minute and breaking news in just 50 words. Download now for a smarter, faster news experience.
If you like this episode, please rate us with 5 stars right now. HW News Podcast are available on BingePods and all other audio platforms. Also, don't miss to check out our news reports from the house of HW News Podcast. We are sure you will love it too.